Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bruvs. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hello, my little Benoony Tunes. How are you doing today, baby?
Hi, I'm so great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing really great, too. I've told you I got this new fish named Baby Gorgeous, and it's a beautiful betta fish, and it's on my desk. And for all those worried about my Instagram post, it has a little mansion now that it's running around in, and it's so fun. I'm like doing little set designs with my little fish tank. I'm becoming a fish person, okay? Who knew?
Yeah, I love it. I love fish. I've always wanted to have a fish, but I've never been, I've never had the initiative to actually make that happen. And I don't know if a fish really fits in my life anymore. So I'm going to vicariously make Baby Gorgeous my fish too.
Yes,
it's going to be our fish. Do you mind if I say it's our fish?
Yes, it's our fish. Okay, I'm going to get a fish cam. I'm going to get its own little webcam so I can show you guys what this fish is doing. Because right now it sees its own reflection in the glass and hears me yelling and screaming to you. And so it's like fighting itself in the mirror. It's so cute and funny. And it's like running around playing. I'm going to get it a little ping pong ball. I watched YouTube videos about fish yesterday. Like for 2 hours.
Okay. You should get at that thing that Kyle Richards is hawking on her Instagram now where she's like that's like a ball that she punches, you know. You seen that?
That's
thing?
What it looks like when you give the fish a ping pong ball. They do what Kyle Richards does in that ad and just it punches it and it comes kind of back at you and then you just keep punching it. God fucking Kyle Richards.
And you know
why'd
what?
You have to ruin this with Kyle Richards?
Tell Baby Gorgeous. I'm working on a yacht because what'll happen is I'm Baby Gorgeous's other dad, but I'm not present. So I have to FaceTime in once in a while because I'm working on yachts in the Med. And then I can go around and tell people like all this, everything I'm doing it for her, you know, or for him.
Your father works on boats because he was so traumatized as a child by seeing cars on fire in his neighborhood. I'm sorry. I can't be here for you, Baby Gorgeous.
Well, I love hearing about Baby Gorgeous, and I do. You know what? Why don't we get cams together? Because I don't know why I had to make this a joint effort. Because I've been meaning to get a cam for Gail, my garden box, who's not nearly as exciting as Baby Gorgeous. But this way, we could have like some sort of like side thing of our.
I'm in
living things. Gail, and Baby Gorgeous,
and we're gonna have to.
Is that not giving Baby Gorgeous like?
Baby Gorgeous doesn't need its own moment. This is my moment.
I don't know. It sounds like
child.
I realized I just wedged Gail. I just like forced Gail. But that is, by the way, the spirit of Gail, where it's like, this is Baby Gorgeous. I was like, well, and here's Gail. Come on, Gail. Gail. Sorry. She's having trouble making friends. Yeah. It's like I'm forcing Gail. So that way Gail
no, listen,
Gorgeous.
It's a family van. Everybody get in. So we'll talk about all this stuff on our bonus episode. Wow, we really just sold that. Hey, guys, want to come hear us talk about fish and plants? Well, join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens. Bonus episodes, videos. But guess what? Today is Southern Hospital. What?
And before we start Southern Hospital, I just want to say thank you to everyone who tuned in last night for our very final Take a Seat, and to everyone over the past year and change who has come and joined us. It was such a super, super fun time. Loved seeing a community build around that show. And who knows what the future has for Take a Seat, but in the meantime, we hope you're able to still keep that community alive by either going to one of our other outlets, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Discord you can get through Patreon. And you know, we are planning to go back on tour next year. We're still hammering out all the details, but hopefully we can also translate those communities into in-person experiences, because that would be the best. So really, thanks everyone for showing up.
Okay, now let's get into it. Southern Hospital.
This show is really good.
Like, the show is really good, you
it's
guys.
Good.
It's really
it's
good.
Really in the spirit. It's yeah.
It's like you had a good heaping of Metamucil. It's like Ben had a good heaping of Metamucil and showed up to work the next day and said, I had a really great shit. That's what this show is. It's a really good number two.
That's a great number two. Because the first episode, first episode, like we said last week, kind of felt like it had remnants of the sizzle reel in it. And when you start watching, you're like, what is this horrific show? Like, this is awful. But this episode, smooth sailing. I was like, this was just a really good episode. It was 100% the vibe of classic Vanderpump Rules. And I saw that Bill Langworthy, one of the executive producer of Vanderpump Rules, I saw his name in the credits. So I do feel like we're in good hands, and hopefully they will learn the lessons of Vanderpump Rules, which is bringing a new cast.
Bring yeah, a new keep cast them at work. And keep them poor.
Keep them poor. Don't let them adult, okay? But yeah, I'm super into this show so far. I hope other people give it a shot. I hope people who are anti-Levites are able to get past that, because it's really a deeply entertaining show, because it's full of idiots. It's full of huge idiots. Huge, it's full of huge idiots.
And listen, Bill Langworth, take this advice, because I offer it for free. Okay. Put all of the cast's paycheck into trust accounts that they cannot get a hold of for 10 years. No matter if they get fired or not, they will never get a penny from this show for 10 years. And that's it. And that's how you keep them poor, but they still get what they deserve down the line. You know?
Yeah. And also, I just want to take this opportunity. I feel like we have a small window to do this, and I'm gonna use this window, because this window will close. I'm gonna use this window to say how much I love Grace Lilly, because that window's gonna close. You know, some pictures are gonna come up from her past. She's gonna go on Twitter. She's gonna say something problematic. I'm not gonna be able to say this for very much longer, and then I'll have to, like, in probably about 6 episodes, say, guys, you were right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said I loved Grace Lilly. She was terrible. She's a terrible person. But I'm going to take this moment now, before she's done anything terrible and problematic, to really embrace the Grace G. Lilly, as she calls herself.
G. Lilly. Did you see that she commented on Twitter? Someone tweeted something about a recap.
Is my window closing?
No. Okay. It's not a problematic window. Someone replied to the tweet of this episode. You know, we were like, oh, we did a new episode or whatever, and somebody made a, you know, shitty comment about her, like something about the hula hoop, and she just responded, I am really good at hula hoop, you just wait and see. It's like, yes, that's the kind of response I need to see. You know, someone just promising their future of hula hoop proof coming down the pike.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, there's going to be a big hula hoop moment for her.
Also, like, yeah, a huge one. She's like, wait until they see this. I shot this with mama the fall when all the leaves were changing. Also, this is something we say at the beginning of new shows. We're never going to start this recap, by the way. We're 9 minutes in right now. We're just going to talk general shit. But something we need to say at the beginning of all these shows: if you are a cast member of this show and you are listening to this podcast, stop it. This is not for you. This is for us to talk shit about you and not feel guilty about it later. So please press stop and go away. Okay? Thanks.
Yeah, because this show... we're giving ourselves a little bit more leeway to just really go in on it. Okay. Because, because you all are too dumb. Okay. So the thing is,
you're about to be called stupid and homely and worthless. So just turn away now. Okay?
It's going
to
happen a lot. Personal. And it's nothing personal. You're probably all super fun. Okay. We'll all hang out someday, but for right now, just know we're going to go in hard. Because a lot of the other shows on Bravo have too many real life issues that we have to sort of stop and get fussy about. But this show is really just about stupid people. And so we're really going to, we've been building up for this moment, and you're just going to have to deal. Either you stop, press stop, or you're just going to have to deal with it. Okay.
I'm sorry. You are chew toys. We are dogs. Turn this off. Okay. So we also, another huge announcement, we got a theme song this week. And I only wrote the lyrics. I didn't write the music, because I'm all not fucking Beethoven. Okay.
Wait, Ronnie, every single lyric?
It was hard. I had to press. It took me like half an hour.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh my God. So sorry. Yeah. Hey, bitch. Yes. Yeah, my ringtone.
That is not a theme song.
That's my ringtone. It's not the theme song. Just so the theme song is, I know a place where we can go. Oh, are you coming out tonight?
End scene. Yeah, that was it. That was the to me, it wasn't quite as good as the extended heaving sigh of Summer House, you know? Sunshine.
The Summer House is the classic. That's the Bravo bar that you have to rise to.
Yeah, and they don't play the Summer House theme song anymore, which is so rude, but it is a classic. It sort of sounded like this was Mia Sable. I didn't look in the credits, but Mia Sable, who did the original Southern Charm theme song, remixed to more than any song in the history of, honestly, music. It needs to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because I've never heard one song chopped up and reused and remixed so many times.
No, right. Also, the Summer House theme lied to us, because the whole point of the song is, I'll never stop. I'll never stop. And then they stopped playing it. Like, you can't stop playing it. A song called I'll Never Stop. You're making a promise to me in the song.
Well, I think the reason why they had to stop it was because, like, never before has there been a theme song that has connoted the vibe of asking someone, hey, how's it going? I'm tired. It's like, that's the Summer House theme song. Anyway, but before the
place where we can go, oh, are you coming out tonight?
Which is, by the way, double meaning based on this episode for Mikkel. Can Mikkel coming out tonight? Is Mikkel, who really reads as very straight, is he finally going to surprise his best friend? But before we get into that, there was some... what I liked about the previouslys, Maddie did the previouslys. This is our first previously, because the first one there was the first ever. So this is our first previously.
Yeah.
And she's like, these people have such a hard-on for Republic. It's ridiculous. It's like this is like, the people in NXIVM have nothing compared to Republic, okay? Leva's like...
They can't be on this show unless they promise to say Republic every other word.
Every other word. And she's like, Maddie's like, Leva doesn't just hire people who check the boxes. She expects magic. And we are the lucky few that get to bring the magic night after night. Okay. I'm Queen Republic. I eat, breathe, and sleep Republic. I'm like,
can I?
Someone, please.
Can I read this monologue? Because it really is. And I just skipped it because I know you don't always love doing previouslys, but I love writing them because it just feels like beat poetry when you just sit there and type really quickly and try and get whatever you can. So there are words missed. It's not perfect, but this is the monologue, okay? We work in the hottest club on King Street. You definitely have to be selective of who you let in. Leva doesn't check boxes. She makes magic. I'm Queen Republic. Eat, sleep, breathe, Republic. To work for Leva, loyalty is non-negotiable. When Mikkel was promoting a club, he had to prove his loyalty. You're suspended. We work hard at Republic. We play hard at Republic. So when you don't work at Republic, you lose both. At Republic. I gave my cheating ex another chance. Joe Bradley was up in his feels, and for a second there was a glimmer. We have our problems. She left me no choice but to tell Leva. Like, why did you tell Leva I wasn't there? I told you I had a party and I was walking up. It's hard for me to make people happy at Republic. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Republic. Republic, everybody.
I mean, they really are acting like this is like the shit, right? Like, I mean, the fact that she says we are the lucky few that get to bring magic after night. You're not in the Marines. Okay.
You're cleaning piss sprinkles off the floor. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
You are serving espresso martinis to men in Tommy Bahama shirts and cargo shorts.
But I love this line. We work hard at Republic. We play hard at Republic. So when you don't work at Republic, you lose both.
You lose both.
You don't get to play or work ever again.
At Republic. What do you do if you can't play or work at Republic? What do you do? Oh my God. They are just like obsessed. Like the brand loyalty on this show is insane. I mean, really half this episode is about Mikkel coming out to his friend. And the other half is people being like, how could you do that to the brand? How could you do that? Republic is a brand. You can't do that at Republic. It's a brand.
And we see why Maddie is the queen of Republic, because she really cares, guys. She says things like, cutting limes is not rocket science. And then going up to the other waitresses and being like, guys, I was going to do sodas in these carafes last just because I don't want it to go flat. So hope you're all taking notes.
That's a good life hack. It's a good life hack. Do the sodas in the carafes last. Get those back optimal bubbles.
Yeah.
So Leva's doing the thing, the Lisa Vanderpump thing, where she walks around and pretends like she's actually taking care of shit.
Never there, because she's never there. Okay, I can tell you this right now from just watching two episodes of this shit. Leva is never there. Nobody knows who she is. And she's very uncomfortable being there. She looks as uncomfortable on this show, which is her own show, as she did on Southern Charm. She just looks like, why was I called here? Why?
Yeah.
Who called me to come here?
Sure. So Leva announces that Mikkel, and for those who don't remember, Mikkel was the promoter, but like, what are they?
Yeah, the promoter.
What are they called? Oh, promoter. Okay.
Oh, he was the promoter. He's one of the promoters.
My full sentence was he was the promoter who got fired or suspended. So, he is like, he's groveling for his old job back because like, I mean, Maddie said it all. I mean, he can't work or play anymore, so he needs his job back. So Leva is giving him a bar back shift. So he's going to have to like be at the bottom of the totem pole in order to get his job back.
Yes, and Will and TJ are loving this because they, you know, TJ is the one who's like, "How could you do that to Republic? How could you do this to Republic? When you hurt Republic, you hurt all of us. All of us are hurting because you hurt Republic." Like, he is.
It takes this one bad apple to ruin the apple martinis.
So he is going to love hurting Mikkel because Mikkel had the nerve to hurt the brand. And Leva says, he's like truly going to earn his place back because like he's just going to be a bar backing. And TJ's like, I feel like he has a lot to prove. A lot.
And he's doing that thing where he puts one hand in front of his eyes, like it's like a little wall, as if he's almost saying it secretly, but he's saying it in full voice. Like, he has so much to prove after he promoted a club somewhere else. I mean, he nearly destroyed Republic. Destroyed.
And Leva's like, he's going to be a bar back because, like, I want you all to know that you're, like, not too good to do a job, okay? I go to the bathroom, and I, like, wipe the bathroom down. And some girl's like, oh, my God, do you work here? You're just so beautiful. And I'm like, oh, my God, yes, I do.
And then they say, are you serious? Are you one of the select few that gets to bring magic every single night of the week? And I say, yes, I am one of the select few. You're welcome.
So Mikkel comes in and he hugs her. You know, she's like, hi, how are you feeling, Mikkel? He's like, she says, hi, how are you feeling? And it cuts to TJ giving this like,
I can't believe she would ask how someone feels when they're not even part of the Republic family anymore. And, you don't speak to the non-select few.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, yeah, you don't have a uniform, do you? And he's like, yeah, I've never dressed for this, you know? I've only ever dressed myself, which you might be able to see by my yin and yang Gilligan hat and my Marshall's Louis Vuitton knockoff golf shirt. Do you dress yourself, Mikkel? No.
He definitely has a t-shirt. This was his passive-aggressive way of trying to like be like, I'm not normally at this position. So Mikkel tells us, like, the worst part was that I felt like I let Leva and Lamar down. And, like, they are the most prominent people in my life. And I want to show Leva and Lamar that their investment has not gone to shit and shambles. So if this is what it takes, then fuck it. I'm like, this poor guy, that Leva and Lamar are the most prominent people in his life. Leva and Lamar?
They're the most prominent figures in my life, he said. It's like, wow.
Oh, sorry, figures.
just that saying, like, you are the most prominent figure in my life. Okay.
Can we get him an internship somewhere for crying out? Can we get him to Gwyn's? I mean, like, we got to raise this profile.
Yeah, Mikkel deserves better for sure.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Leva goes to talk to him in the office and get him a uniform, etc. And the guys are like, ha ha. And TJ's like, ha ha ha, thinking he can get back into Republic. And so Joe comes over to, because remember, Joe's very important too. Joey Marbles comes over and he's like, I gotta like shut up for her. Okay. Like, we're gonna shut up like all the tables, guys. All the tables. So like get those set up. Oh, also do the tables. Don't forget the yeah, thanks, person who works in a restaurant.
Thanks, glowing personality.
So don't then forget don't forget to get the ponies ready for tonight. All right.
Don't forget to use a door, it has to open and then you close it. So then Will is like, because Will is the other he's the bartender who wants to be a lawyer. And he's like, wow, Mikkel wants to work for the company, but she's putting him at the bottom of the totem pole. And TJ goes, which he should be. I'm like, okay, why is he so hung up on Mikkel? I mean, yes, Mikkel deserved to be suspended, but TJ is so intensely against Mikkel.
Yeah, which, he's like, you have to earn a place at Republic. You have to earn it. I feel like it's been...
But also, I have to say, it's been so long, I feel like, since Bravo has put on a show that has actually two active gays on it.
Yes.
So I feel like we haven't been able to enjoy gay fighting, really, on Bravo.
We haven't. And it's also a gift to us because usually there's only one gay. It's like, look, we're so inclusive. Here's one gay person who says one thing a year, you know. But now there's two, and I don't have to feel as guilty when I hate one, you know, because I love Mikkel. Yes. So I'm like, okay, so I really love Mikkel. So if I hate the other one, it's okay, right? Because there is that part of me that's like, am I just self-hating or is TJ terrible? But by the end of this, TJ's fucking terrible, okay? He's a persnickety little twat. He's like the church lady. He looks like Dana Carvey playing the church lady, just sitting up there being like, you have to earn it at Republic. Like, sit down, Carvey.
Yeah, although there is a part of me that does wish I could be a TJ sometimes, because I feel like I have an inner TJ, and it comes out when I go to the airport, and I just like look at people and they get in the way and stuff. And there's part of me that wants to be like, do you realize what you're doing? This is Republic, okay? Out of my way.
What do you mean I'm in boarding group C, Southwest Airlines? This isn't very Republic of you.
Use the touchscreen. You could place your order with the touchscreen. Why are you standing there? This is Republic.
Listen here, Southwest. You're never going to work or play hard again at Republic if I don't get my peanuts right now.
We are part of the select few that are part of boarding group 5. Out of my way. So there is like, that is the voice that, by the way, happens in my head at every single airport.
Yeah. So I can attest to that because that voice is so prominent that I can hear it coming out of your head. I'm like, what is that?
It's in my eyes. It's in my eyes.
So Leva is showing Mikkel around in the kitchen and stuff. And she's like, so before you do all the ice, will you actually put those down and just go make sure all the bathrooms are clean and then wash your hands and come back up? That's right. You have to wash your hands at Republic. So
there's like one, there's only like one latex glove left in like one box. So Mikkel's like, there's no more gloves. So then he's like, I guess here's what I'm going to do. So he like wraps his hand in saran wrap. And Maddie's like, Mikkel, there's like 1,000% more gloves. 1,000%. He's like, no, there's not. 1,000%. And then like the next shot, he just has full blue latex gloves on. Like clearly implying that they, like she pulled out a box that was very obviously under the other box that was empty.
Or just pulled them out of her little fanny pack that she carries. I am the queen for a reason. I am the queen of Republic.
I live, breathe, laugh, and buy latex gloves for Republic.
So we see him doing the bathroom, and then we see him learning to cut limes and scooping ice and stuff. And TJ and Will are at the bar still, and TJ's like, did you hear him scooping? And Will's like, yeah, snap, crackle, pop, baby.
I missed that, but I also maybe I blocked it out because I don't understand what that means. Scooping, snap, crackle, and pop.
He's scooping ice. That's crispy. But I love that TJ is just loving the schadenfreude of hearing someone scooping ice. Did you hear him scooping? What a loser!
He's lucky he even gets to touch their ice at Republic. So. This ice was flown in all the way from across the street. So then So then we just see Miguel just slaving away as a barback. And at one point, like a girl who I guess he knows is like, oh my God, because the bar's open. And she's like, look at my phone. She's like, Miguel, what do you think about this outfit? He's like, oh, that's a vibe. I love that bucket hat. And TJ goes, first night. Come on. No talking to guests. Find something to do. Find Rob. Who's Rob? I don't know. I made up the name, but he's geared somewhere. Find it!
No calling people a vibe on your first night. And Will's like, Miguel is sweating. He's supposed to be working hard, but TJ's really enjoying this too much. So then Maddie is talking to some guests. And a daughter. But remember that the guests at Republic are the top shelf guests in all of Charleston. And you cannot get in here. Okay, so we see who she's talking to. And the girl's like, Mom, this is the lady who helped us for the New Year's table. Remember that? And her mom's trying to put on a wristband. And she's like, oh, yeah, you're a rock star. Okay.
Three members of the Talbots Loyalty Club have arrived. And so
it's basically Selena Gomez.
Yeah, so Joe Bradley and Maddie are like double teaming them, like, we're gonna get you the best table, the best tables. So then Joe tells us Maddie is like my work partner, and like, by the way, I'd have to say he sort of sounds like he's about to yawn at any given moment.
He talks like Maddie's, he's in that half yawn thing. He does,
yeah, right. Maddie's my work partner and like my partner in crime, and like our dynamic is amazing at work. Like, she has something about her. I think maybe it's the way her eyes bulge, or she doesn't really look at me, or she carries latex gloves in her pockets. She's just stunning. She's beautiful.
It might be the orbits that she's constantly chewing because she can no longer produce saliva on her own, but it's something.
We just click. Like the way sometimes I'll just like stare at her with my mouth gaped open, and then she'll look at me and then look away. It's like clicking. Such a click.
Homer Simpson eyes. Dun, 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 dun. So he's just watching Maddie, and Maddie's like, oh my God, it's nerve-wracking and shit. Like, I just, oh, because she's talking to Trevor outside, the Trevor. Bike taxi romance of her life, you know?
He pulls up in this bike taxi, takes a break for some bike taxiing.
And she's like, yeah, it's just like nerve-wracking and shit, Trev, because I just want to like slowly like get you back in with people. And he's like, the people that I like, I think they think that I'm like good. Okay. And she tells us, me and Trevor, like, I have to see how it's going to go. Cause, like, when Trevor cheated on me, like, not only did Trevor hurt me, he hurt 52 other employees at Republic. Cause I'm their leader. Like, people were burning cigarettes on him.
This self-involved bitch, she thinks every single person who works under her cares about her love life. For crying out loud.
You didn't just cheat on me. You cheated on Republic.
You cheated on every single maraschino cherry that TJ has put into his bar area.
I died. She's like, people were burning cigarettes on him. His motorcycle was pushed over. People were fucking Baruda.
What is this, like West Side Story? What's going on here? Like, boy. Like what?
All these bike taxis just start coming slowly at each other on the stage.
I know. Bike taxis. Bike taxiers versus Republics. Maddie. I just kissed a girl named Maddie.
I want to live in a republic. So Maddie is like, hey, babe. Oh, Trevor goes, wait, who says this? Trevor. Trevor's like, yeah, when I came to Republic 3 weeks ago, I had like four girls come up to me at Republic and be like, I will kill you at Republic.
And Maddie goes, you know what? I have to see it through. I mean, I'm doing it for myself. I'm a good boss because I'm a good boss, not because of who I date. And I hope that who I date doesn't change that. So this guy who cheated on you, who's terrible to you, who rides a bicycle taxi, you have to see it through somehow because you feel something, or I don't understand.
Not to mention he happened to show up right when there were TV cameras around back in your life, right? You know. So then Maddie is talking to Joe because he's been watching this whole time. He's like, yeah, I have business over here at the bike stand, so just hanging out here. Hey, do those tables. to those tables over there. So he's like, normally I would comment on that, like Trevor being here and you like talking, but I'm just going to like give you space, like to talk about it, like to think about it at Republic. And she's like, yeah, you know, it's not like a normal thing like him showing up here at Republic. It's just like, it's like Republic, you know?
Yeah. And he goes, you know, when you call someone your best friend, it's like really hard not to tell them how you feel. But like, there's like more that I want to tell Maddie. Like, hold on. Once cheater, always a cheater. Yeah. I said it. I said it. He's like so happy that he said that on camera.
So then inside, TJ is like, Mikkel, I need some grapefruit at Republic, Mikkel. He's like, okay. So he's trying to get some. Now he has to go get some triple sec because TJ just keeps, you know, barking out orders. And then he spills a little triple sec. And then he gets two bottles. And TJ's like, not that triple sec. And a guy, I think Tony, is like, yeah. TJ only likes glass bottles of triple sec.
Yeah, like they clearly didn't show a scene. It was kind of actually kind of amazing editing. We see Mikkel grab the plastic bottles and spilling one bottle all over himself, which is kind of hilarious, like you said. And then it just cuts to him speaking to someone else, being like, TJ doesn't like glass bottles, which means that there was a scene somewhere on the editing room floor in the Joan Crawford style of no more wire hangers, like glass bottles of triple sec. Oh my, get out of my face and bring me a grapefruit.
So Mikkel's like, ah, God, I'm trying to get it, but honestly, I just want to go home. And this girl named Eva's like, even though you've liked work here before, it's like hard, right? He's like, yeah.
You're still learning. Yeah, you're still learning.
It's really hard.
So now it's the next day, and our star, Grace Lilly, is in the mirror giving herself affirmations, going, beautiful, strong, powerful, successful, glowing, radiant, hula hoop goddess.
And then she just like does a full head, you know, hair flip around in the mirror and like kisses herself. So then we go to Zeva's new condo / office, and Grace is coming for a meeting. And Grace is like, hi, how are you? I'm exhausted. I'm so exhausted. And Leva's like, yeah, same here. Why are you exhausted? Your eyelids heavy? Because your eyelashes don't fit. So, just a tip.
Yeah. So, Leva's like, wait, who's Grace again? I was like,
Grace Lilly.
I wrote this down. Grace Lilly. Grace
Lilly, yeah.
That's crazy. My brain, I just had such a big brain fart that, like, I couldn't conceive of Grace Lilly as just Grace. I was like,
there's Grace. Grace Lilly, from Annie came Grace? In. She's like, I think you're gonna like it here. Ta-da-da, ta-da-da.
Did you guys, I just hope everyone witnessed that I literally had a scene where I did Grace Lilly doing affirmations, and then you said, so then Grace goes into 11. I go, wait, who's Grace? That's what this show is doing to my brain.
Brett Butler. Shuck, man, listen here, Leva. All right? Call this a restaurant. I've had a better dinner at Bucky's, bitch.
So Leva's like, yeah, so Maddie said she had a table coming down to Bourbon Bubbles. And she got there and you weren't there. And so, you know, you kind of like, you made a muck of it. Like, do you have an explanation? She's like, oh, well, I just wasn't really feeling good. And I was having a migraine. And, you know, it's like my sinuses and like the pollen and my allergies and dehydration. And like, you know, the moon is in the third chamber of the sun right now. And I wasn't taking care of myself. I got to do some soul searching.
Yeah, you know, malnutrition, dehydrated, Cinco de Mayo, Gin Mondays, Martini Mondays, Taco Tuesdays. It's a lot. It is a lot. And Love is like, yeah, but that's like life. Yeah, I know, but I can't have an excuse like that to give you, right? She's like, no, for three shifts a week, you can't, okay? And here's what you're giving me right now, Grace Lilly. A boner. I get that a lot. No, you're giving me checked out, okay?
Oh, I love that. I love being checked out. That's why I try to look this way. No, emotionally checked. Listen, and Grace is like, listen, I apologize, and I'm going to make it right, and I will prove to you why I'm deserving of this position, because I want to come back, and I want to work at Republic, okay? I want to work and play at Republic. How do you feel about bringing me back for not, how about just one night?
She's bringing you here to yell at you for not doing your job and not coming to work 3 days a week, and you're like, can I have a raise? And Love is like, yeah, I can't put you back at Republic when you're not excelling at what I'm giving you at not Republic. Well, I don't know how to work spreader sheets. No. Excelling, not the computer program.
So Grace Lilly's like really mad at Maddie because she felt like Maddie snitched on her. And
well, she did.
That's why she
100% did. Yeah.
She did. So Leva goes, I see something in you. I think you have magic in sales if you're present. I mean, I can't stop. I'm just transfixed by you. My eyes just go left and right. It's the hula hoop, right? That explains it. Yes, it does.
So then let's see. Leva's like, yeah, guys, racehorses make you a lot of money if they're present. And that Grace Lilly is like my racehorse. If it was up to Lamar, she would have been gone years ago. I'm like, honey, this one's going to win for us. This one's going to win for us.
And then Grace goes, no one is G. Lilly. G. Lilly can sell. I'm going to show you who G. Lilly is.
I want to see that. I do too. You have a boner, right? Yeah. No, please stop asking me if I have a boner. Okay. Listen, what I don't have is more neck. More neck to stick out for you.
Ew. I don't get it.
Now it's a
your neck made of sticks?
It's a day shift, and we know because everyone's dressed in white. And Maddie goes, one question people always ask me, what's the difference between inside and outside? Well, inside has a cover in case it rains, and outside, it rains.
Inside has walls, and you have to use lights at night. Outside, no walls, and you still lights at night.
So then Will walks up. He's just going to party tonight, and he's with Mia. And they're like little besties. And they're talking about how they're hungover. And she's like, I'm built different, so I'm never hungover. And she tells us that Will is her guy. And when we're not working at Republic, we're drinking together at Republic. I love it at Republic.
So Mia and Will walk up to TJ to order some drinks. And they're trying to talk with him. But like it's too loud. So he's like, hey, let's go over here. So they like go to the inside. Does everyone remember inside as opposed to outside? Inside. Biggest question.
If anyone
question,
has any
inside.
Questions about the difference, I'm here. Okay.
If anyone wants to know what inside is versus outside, I got you. Okay. Because there's only a select few of us that really understand it.
Maddie's just working the questions counter.
So, anyways, they go and they sit inside and they're just talking shit. They're talking shit about Mia because, like, about Grace Lilly, because Will and Mia went to Bourbon and Bubbles last night. And Mia's like, Grace Lilly didn't even know what sections were open or what tables were open or what seats were open or anything. Did she know about inside and outside? No, no.
She probably didn't even know the numbers of the tables. She was like, oh, I work here. And Mia says, yeah. And so I'm like, can I get a bottle and just sit with my friends? Because like I had six of us. And she's like, oh, yeah, let's just go in here together and pick one out. And I'm like, I could have just done that myself.
Let me guess. She put three of your friends inside and three of them outside because she didn't even realize there was a difference between the spaces. What an idiot. Slut.
That girl needs to get off Instagram and work because we are all working our asses off. We don't have time to be posting on social media. You have to earn your way at Republic.
I'm like, you guys are literally all not working right now.
Two of the employees are here drinking.
You've got a crowd of people outside. Okay. You have a crowd of people from Tommy Bahama trying to order their apple martinis, and you're inside talking about Grace Lilly.
So then we get some insight into TJ's pathos, and he's like, the restaurant industry in Charleston is my career, and I take it seriously. I feel like people like Grace Lilly and Mikkel don't take it seriously, and it makes me feel like my career is a joke.
He takes it very seriously, which is why he's working at the Republic, which has two reverse Michelin stars, where like
They have like Pet Boy stars. They're like, we've got two Jiffy Lube stars here. Yeah,
they have two Jiffy Lube stars. So then Mia is saying, you know, for someone who's as zodiac driven and as ethereal as what she says, I'm like, let's pause to let your cast members figure out what ethereal means. Okay, we're back. She goes, I'm expecting some sort of guru style transformation when I talk to her, but it's just about how many likes she gets on Instagram. And TJ goes, yeah, she likes her own pictures on Instagram. Like, someone tell her, we can see it. We can see you like your own photos.
And then it cuts to Grace Lilly at that valet stand outside, just staring at herself going, oh yeah, God, that's hot. Love it. It's so hot. Gee, Lily love vibes. It's wavy, baby.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And then we go to Mikkel and Maddie getting a mani-pedi. And he like never gets them because he's ticklish. So he's like laughing. And he's also very much like the sort of person that's going to do a big laugh about, like, you know, that's outsized to how much he's being tickled. Like the tech touches his hand, touches his foot. And he's like, ha, 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 outrageous.
Well, it's a tradition on Southern Charm for guys to go get a mani-pedi and be like, a man getting a mani-pedi? That tickles, honey! This is like the 10th time we've seen That's this true. On Southern Charm, you know.
So he's going to get all black nails. And Maddie's like, wow, that's kind of fire. That's punk. I like it. You have been approved by the Queen of Republic.
But then later, didn't we see that he had blue nails? It's very confusing.
He did like half
like
and
seafoam
half.
Nails yeah. or something. It's very confusing. Seafoam and black. Line. Yeah.
It was like punk meets like
Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Right? Seafoam?
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. I mean, what were yep. you going to say? I hope it was Golden Girls.
I was trying to think of a sea film example on the fly. I didn't know that was going to land, so it worked out pretty well.
We work hard at Golden Girls. We play hard at Golden Girls. And if you don't have Golden Girls, you're missing out on both. So.
Number one question I get, what is the difference between sea film and black?
One has walls and one doesn't. She only knows how to answer that one question.
that's her auto answer.
So
one, you need to have a wireless plan. One, you don't, no, that's C phone, which isn't even a real thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then Mikkel goes into his plot. He's like, well, you know, I'm going to dinner with my brother and I'm going with my nails like this. So we'll see. Cause like I'm exploring myself. And she goes, yeah, do what you want. I mean, who cares? And he goes, that's easier than said than done. When you're around your church family. I was like, see, Mikkel was built for TV. It's like, I get to go on TV? Great, I'm coming out of the closet. The second episode. Plot line built in. Let's do this.
He's like, I'm not out in the church at all. I think a part of me still struggles with being that free. Yes, do you know how hard it is to cross that bridge and have to put a shirt on under your blazer? It is difficult, girl. Now look, everyone comes out on their own in their own pace and has their own journey, etc. Yada yada yada. But there is a part of me that's like, the way Mikkel's like, no one in my family knows that I am gay. I'm like,
girl. Also, there is part of me that's jealous because, I mean, why didn't I monetize my coming out? It's just so, what a wasteful coming out, like having a meaningful conversation with people. I should have made money off of that shit. Like, what the hell?
It's never too late, you know? Just go back in the closet.
I'm coming out again. Everybody get over here and bring a present.
So he's saying, imagine living two lives, but within one body. I'm like, hello, I have seen all of me. Okay, Steve Martin, Lily Tomlin.
Say no Try more. Being 97 housewives in one body, all right? And then give me a call.
Try doing a below deck recap, okay?
So both of his parents are pastors, and he's like, if I told him that I was gay, that could be the one thing that could end our relationship. And he says, you know, like, Mikkel could be dressed up and having fun, but if Michael does it, you know, Michael's very reserved, and I just feel like a hypocrite.
Yeah. And so Maddie's like, well, if they write you off because of that, then they're not fucking worth your time. Anyway, I'm like, well, it's his parents. So
yeah, it's his like, parents, you know.
I'm like, I don't think it's as simple as that.
Yeah. So she's she tells him that. And then she says, you know, you should do it. You're going to have a weight off your shoulder, you know, and you won't have to be like Hannah Montana anymore. And he's like, ha 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 ha. It's like, listen, if your parents reject you, they reject Republic. You better warn them about that.
Question. When you come out to them, will it be inside or outside? Because I have some recommendations. If you come out to people but you're indoors, is that more like you're coming into them? This is a little challenging for me.
So then Bradley, the personal trainer, goes over to Grace Lily's house, and she's like, hi, how are you? Oh my God, thanks for coming all the way out here.
Yeah, I need to pump the glutes. Let's go. So he, by the way, looks miserable during this scene. He's like, I guess I have to do this if I want to be on the show. So he says that he likes her. If
the
legs aren't
shaking, the booty ain't baking.
He's like, kill me now. So he says he likes her because she's a party girl and super fun, and she's the first one on a table dancing, but she's also an acquired taste. And she's like, you know, I just want to have more of a routine for myself because that makes me feel good to have a routine. I'm like, here's a routine. Go to work.
It's literally a routine that you're
reviewing. Literally a routine.
So she's like, oh my God, we have to stop because I'm sweating. I'm going to take a break. So I'm going to put forth some more effort into Boots and Bubbles because love is adamant about it. And you've always been the nicest to me, Bradley. And I mean, I like with who I work with at Boots and Bubbles, but it's like so much drama because like TJ is so hard to get along with. Like Will told me he was talking about my Instagram like I'm a slut and a sugar baby. And I was thinking, well, that's probably an exaggeration. Yeah. And then it cuts to TJ like, oh my God, look at her Instagram. What a slut. What a sugar baby. Sugar baby slut. Oh my God, this post was liked by a sugar baby slut. Oh my God, it's her.
Oh my God, it doesn't even look like her. Look, each different picture she edits differently. What a slut. Wow, she used a slut filter on this one and a whore filter on that one. That's classy. A bra with a blazer. She's about to fart in that one.
Yeah, TJ sucks. So Grace Lily's like, I mean, it's not like I'm patting my puss or something. I'm just like popping my booty, like on the dance floor.
Yeah, I mean, no one knows what my pussy looks like except for the list of guys I've hooked up with on my phone. Look, this is my list. Okay. Oh, I remember him. Oh, that one was good. Oh, he was a two-pumper. Oh, that was good. Oh, hey, they all have beards. It's like,
when she
it's like
said, when she said, no one's seen my pussy but those people on this list on my phone, she whips out the notes file on her phone and shows it to the camera. Seen my pussy
list.
I was like, is this a shopping list for like a Hanukkah dinner? What the hell? That's the longest list I've ever seen. At what point do you just stop keeping a list? It's like me on my Fitness Pal. You know, you write down your calories. When it gets to 3 pages, I just stop, you know?
And she says, why am I getting chewed out because of what I post? I'm going to do me, okay? I'm in my prime right now, okay? I'm like a ripe mango. I'm sweet, I'm juicy, and some people may have an allergic reaction to me around their lips.
I'm like a ripe mango. So then she just giggles. So then we go to Mikkel calling Maddie because he's freaking out in front of this restaurant because he has to come out to his brother, like his best friend at church, Anthony. So he's like, oh my God, he hasn't shown up yet. Can I still run away? What am I doing? I'm just not ready for this. Oh my God.
So he's acting like he's so scared to come out, but he is yearning deeply to come out because he sits down at the restaurant at the table and the waitress comes by and asks him if he wants something to drink. And he goes, I don't ever drink tequila, but put in a margarita and like make it very, 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 very strong, if you know what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't think she cares if you never drink tequila. He wants her to say, oh my God, what's going on, sweetie? But she just doesn't fall for it. So he's like, yeah, I just need a strong drink. It's been one of those days, am I right? I just need a real strong drink.
She's like, oh my God, he's coming out again, everybody. All right, get him 5 shots and a floater. So Maddie's like giving him a pep talk, and she's like, luckily I'm working too, so you're not going to be alone after this. I'll see you in like literally not that long. Okay. So then we see a picture.
Literally not that long, which is an indefinite amount of time. I'm literally going to see you at some point.
So listen, we've come out, you know, very differently. Everybody has their own coming out.
Listen, you don't get to speak for me. It's a conversation that only I'm allowed to have. I'm a very straight person doing a podcast about Bravo.
So we've had our coming out times, you know, like everybody gets to have their own story. But I think one thing that's universal is that when you come out, you want people to just be fucking shocked. I mean, I wanted to be like, oh, I'm gay. And everybody to be like, no, and like fall down on the ground, just completely shocked. And they just aren't. They aren't ever. I don't know anybody that's ever come out that people are like, really? Everyone's like, we know, you know?
Yeah.
God, do we have to talk about it? We knew it. We thought you were doing us a favor of not having to discuss it with you. But I guess here we go.
I know. It is true. Like, I don't. Well, I think when I came out, I shocked one person when I came out. I think it was more that they weren't expecting it at that moment. I think they suspected that I was gay. But at that moment, they thought this was not a coming out dinner or something like that. And I just
was
like,
it like in the middle of a movie or something. It's like the middle.
I was like, you know what? I don't like Men in Black anymore. Okay, guys, I'm gay. So, no. Like,
God, Ben, it's the climax of Harry Potter. You're like, and I'm gay.
And I'm gay. No, but I do remember, because you have to come out like several times when you come out, actually, because you have a lot of conversations. And I remember talking to my friend Asim, who is straight, and he was like one of my closest straight friends. I was like, that's always sort of scary. He was my Anthony and I was the Mikkel. So I told him, I was like, so Asim, I'm gay. And he goes, and without missing a beat, he goes, you're gonna have to start dressing better.
Yes. That is beautiful. Like, wow. Actually, I did surprise one person. My mother was very surprised, believe it or not. You know, I'm like a little replica of her. Her name is Rhonda and my name is Rondel. Okay. Is anyone really? I would walk around the house in her dresses and her high heels and like wigs from her closet.
I mean, she's a gay icon, for crying out loud.
She was like, you're lying. I said, no, I'm not lying. She said, well, that's what the therapist said, that you're gay. And I just didn't believe it. And I said, well, Mom, I mean, no one else is shocked. Oh, everyone knows? I said, yeah. She goes, well, oh. So she's like, see, you're just doing this to hurt me. You're just doing this to piss me off. Like, this is your ultimate win, is saying, telling everybody that, who knows? And so I told her everybody who knew, which was everybody knew, you know? She's like, no. And I feel like she's still trying to catch me in it.
She's still trying to, like, kick you out of the gay closet. Like, you are straight.
Yeah. But otherwise, everybody's like, we know, Ronnie. Calm down. I'm like, where are my gifts? Where's my parade? There you go.
So, that being said, so Mikkel, he's, like, talking, making sort of small talk. He's really trying to get Anthony to be like, what are you, with the waitress, like, what's going on? And he's putting his fingers out like really prominently because, you know, he's got the nails on, right? Which is sort of suggesting he might be part of the queer community. So he's sort of like, he's practically doing like an invisible piano, like air piano in front of him. He's just got these fingers everywhere on his face. He's drinking like a drink with his pinky out and everything. Like, he's got those nails like front and center.
Yeah, and Anthony's so sweet. He's such a nice guy. He's like, hey, bro, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, well, literally just got my nails done. So, and he's like, oh, they look good. So that's cool. He's like, okay, then. So I'm working. You know what a barback is? And Anthony's like, yeah, it's like when gay guys have sex without condoms, right? Pretty cool. I support it. He's like, no, a barback. Anthony's he's just like, ready for you to come out at any moment, you know?
Yeah, he's ready. So Mikkel's like, So I'm like trying to figure out my sexuality. Meanwhile, he's saying this with like a pinky out, holding his pineapple drink with a pinky out. I'm trying to figure out my sexuality, and I like men, but I also like women at the exact same time. It's like, and he's like, I just always wanted to say that. And Anthony's like, yeah, I know. I never expected it because I never thought much because I just saw you as my best friend.
No, so sweet.
So sweet.
And he's like, and I know it's tough for you. And Mikhail says, yeah, but like, you're the first person I'm telling from the church. I mean, how's everyone going to process this? And Anthony's like, well, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but for me and my mom, you're family, and we have nothing but love for you. I'm sure it's going to be okay. And Mikhail's like, oh my God, I really appreciate the genuine sense of this is you and I love you no matter what sort of thing. And that makes me more confident. You know, the weight is off my shoulders. I love you, man.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
That is sweet.
And then he's like, so are you and your mom working at Republic now? Because you just said your family, and I thought Republic was the only family that existed. So it's Sunday, and so Mia goes over to Emmy's apartment. We haven't seen Emmy all episodes, so but Emmy has...
I've missed Emmy. I love Emmy. I automatically
love Emmy. I'm impressed with Emmy.
I love Emmy.
Well, we were impressed last week that she had her own apartment, and it's a nice apartment. It's like a studio, but it looks very nice. And she put together a really excellent charcuterie board. I mean, we've had to sit through some real bad charcuterie boards that have been like, you know, on Vanderpump Rules, you know, Brittany getting something from Trader Joe's. Emmy puts together a good charcuterie.
I have a feeling she bought that. I mean, she did have the wherewithal to like put it on a like wooden board or something, which was cute. But yeah, I really like Emmy. I like Emmy. And so Mia comes over, and she's like, oh my God, this is amazing. Did you make this? And Emmy's like, oh yeah. So then they talk about how Mia's really close with Will, and that's Emmy's boyfriend. And so Emmy's like, yeah, you know, like, I'm planning this thing for us all to get together at this place called Finn Park. And like, oh my God, it's like bumper cars. You should see this picture of me. It's as a kid doing bumper cars. Hold on. Let me look for it. Oh, it's here right on the top of my phone. Look at this. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for it?
I love her. I love her backstory. Like, everyone gets a little backstory. You know, Mikhail's like, I grew up. I'm sorry. It's still an Emmy voice. He's like, I grew up. My parents were pastors. I grew up in the church. And then Joey's is like, I was a chubby kid. Okay. And then I like started to look good. I found girls. And hers is like, I went bumper car racing.
But it looks like she's got the most interesting backstory, because then we see the picture of her as a little kid, and she's got her head tilted down, but her eyes looking up. Like, she looks like she's going to murder some. She looks like a murderous child from like a 90s movie, you know? And Mia goes, that's terrifying. You look like you're out for blood.
And by the way, about Joey Marbles, one of our listeners sent us a DM and was basically like, I grew up with Joey Marbles. He was never a chubby kid. He was always like perfectly, like, he was like perfect body or whatever. Well, I guess that's weird to say about someone who was like a kid, but he was always he was not a chubby little kid the way he's saying. And they sent photographic proof. So that whole sob story that he was giving,
bullshit. He's giving a fake ex-fat storyline. Joey Marbles. How dare you?
Or he just has crazy body dysmorphia.
No. Oh, that's detestable. Actually, that's terrible. How dare you?
I gotta find those pictures. I saw that. That was over the weekend when I was busy doing stuff. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I have to remember to talk about this and save those photos. And then I didn't save the photos. Although I think I wasn't sure. I think I was like, I don't know if I should put the photos up, because that's, I don't know if that's like a violation of code of DM stuff. But I will circle back on that.
That's fucking terrible. How dare you, sir, if that's true. So they're talking about... what's her buns? Maddie, of course, because, like, I'm the leader. So they're talking about her and getting back together with Trevor. And should they invite him to bumper car day? And Emmy's like, yeah, so I told Trevor that I would cut off his dick and make him eat it if he hurt her. Emmy is like, I would help you saute it in butter and garlic. I was like, well,
whoa.
I appreciate that, like, adding some culinary expertise into that.
Why are you making his dick taste better for him, though? Don't do that.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to go for a roux, a garlic roux.
I'm going to sous vide his dick so that way I can get eliminated from Top Chef. So then, so now they start talking about guys for Mia, and she's talking about, she's saying, by the way, I really like Mia. This was a big Mia episode. We didn't get a lot of her in the pilot, but she's really, really coming through this one. And she's saying how, she's like, she really likes men who are obsessed with her. She goes, if it's like a weirdo or a creep, then no. I'm like, wow, what a refreshing take on dating, that you are not interested in people who are weirdos and creeps.
Yeah, and not interested in you. You're changing the whole game, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I think for me, like, I think I'm going to move to a different path with like guys with like a tinge of ugly, okay? Like a Pete Davidson type. And then he's like, oh yeah, like hot, but you don't have to wake up next to a male model every day like Will. And we see pictures of Will being not a male model at all. So no, I'm not really sure.
Perfectly nice looking person. He's like a male model, like Ralph Lauren, stay away, okay?
Like a perfectly fine bank teller, you know? Just like, yeah. Well, do you want that all in cash? 20s. Do you want like, 20s?
That, like, it's like the Jamba Juice. Like, you go to a Jamba Juice. Like, hey, the guy working at Jamba Juice is sort of good looking. Yeah. And then you go on with your day. So
do you think he gets lip injections? It's like one of those things. Like, at the end of the day, you're like, I'm still thinking about the guy who made my carrot juice's lips. Why is that? Is it because I want him? Like or is it because they're oddly injected?
I feel like Will is like a Jamba Juice 8. But I'm a Paris Fashion Week 3.
He's a Baja Fresh 6.
I think it's a Baja Fresh 7. Actually, I'm going to give him an extra point of Baja Fresh.
I'll give him the extra point only because I feel like he orders the large guacamole. Right. So,
but he's I think he's also a London Fashion Week 5, because I feel like his look probably goes a little bit better in London.
No, he goes higher in London Fashion Week. Because in London, they love his look. It's like, is he really hot or is he from a Charles Dickens novel? You know, you don't know.
You know, you're right. Yeah, because I was telling you before, I had just started to watch Industry, and like literally half the cast looks like Will. So yeah, he's probably like a London Fashion Week 8, to be honest.
Yeah. Rawr, I love Will now. So weird. So
we just have to contextualize him.
They start talking about Will, and he's like, yeah, I mean, there's some past problems with us. Like, I'm not going to say there's not, but like, I really put in work with that relationship. And he's like, I'm not saying you didn't put in work, but that man has put in a work. And so Emmy tells us that she broke up with Will, you know, a long time ago, like back in 2021. The show was shot in 2021, by the way, everybody, just so you know.
Yeah. And so like Will pursued me at full speed. Okay. I mean, I never expect him to come back with like a love letter and diamond earrings. I mean, he showed up at my place of work with food. He slept on my futon. Okay. He was pursuing me as hard as anyone's ever pursued me. And it worked. I'm like, he was stalking you. What are you doing? This is terrible. He's a love bomber.
Mia's like, well, I met this guy on social and I was like, where are you? And he's like, Hawaii. Is it? I wrote Miami, but didn't he say Hawaii? What did you
write? He said Hawaii, actually.
I wrote Miami. So yeah, he said like Hawaii, and like he's like, I work online. And I was like, Amazon? And he was like, no. And I was like, DoorDash? And he was like, no. And I was like, eBay? And he was like, no. And I was like, Zappos? And he was like, no.
No.
OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
And then Emmy goes, so did you just subscribe? She goes, yeah. And which I thought was funny, because I feel like I thought you'd be like, no, disgusting. But she's like, yeah, he has like over 7,000 subscribers. And like, he's just like living in Hawaii, jumping off cliffs and jerking off. So like, I subscribed at the $11 premium content level. And I asked him, what's the weirdest request you ever got? And he said, some girl wanted me to fuck a cake. And I think he did it.
That was me. I was that girl. Like, could you fuck a cake? I was like,
can we see that video? I am inherently more intrigued by Hawaii OnlyFans guy than I think most of the men on this show.
I know. He's already outclassed every man on this show.
I know.
So then Emmy's like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And Emmy just has that look on her face like she cannot wait to whip her phone out, you know? So Will is at work, and he's like, Republic is the only place I bartend.
Is this like for you? Yeah, he's like, it's the most interesting people, the best customers, and the highest caliber clientele. I'm like, can we go back? Can we roll back that footage of the three moms coming in wearing their outfit from Kohl's?
So Mia is telling us, yeah, my day job, I'm a financial analyst, but this is the most social thing I can do. Cause like I get to work and, you know, with the financial analyst job. And I'm like, hey guys, how was your weekend? I went on a boat and made out with some, you know, someone new. And like some guy sent me a video jerking off on top of a click and then coming all over a cake. What'd you do? And then the woman next to me is like heating up a chimichanga. And she's like, my cat threw up on me. And I'm like, I have nothing in common with this woman.
They all hate her at this firm. Chimichanga lady. By the way, chimichanga lady is great. I want to hear about her cat. We connect with chimichanga lady, you know. You show up at work and you sit down and you're tired. And then someone comes in talking about that they went on a boat in Charleston, probably like with Thomas Ravenel telling stories about that. I got just so wasted. It's like shots of Fireball everywhere. I'm like, you know what? Please just leave me alone. I want to hear about Linda's cat.
Yeah, and Chimichanga's like, made you cupcakes for your birthday. Glad you had a fun weekend. She's like, I'm not eating carbs right now, Linda, but sit well, down, you know that Linda.
You know that Linda and Susan are like, oh God, here comes Mia. I'm just going to tell her my cat threw up just so that way she walks away.
I have an announcement to make. We loved Linda's birthday cupcakes to Mia so much that Mia, you are moving to the next floor. Congratulations, you got a raise. Linda's like, oh my God, da, boat bitch.
I just want to hang out with Linda and Susan because you know they're talking about what Ina Garten recipes they make. Did you make her stuffed mushrooms? I have to tell you, I made them. They were delicious. No, I don't like mushrooms, but I'm happy they turned out well. I did make her soup though, and I was very happy with it. Made my cat throw up, but it was great.
I'm real glad we decided to venture out into Ina territory because, you know, we're both Paula Deen people. Oh, yeah, we're Paula Deen. But you know what? It's never a bad thing to try something fancy. Although, mushrooms are expensive, aren't they?
Sure are.
They Linda. Are. They are, which is why I substitute my mushrooms with Oreos. It was delicious.
Ina's stuffed Oreo brulee. Delicious. So Will is telling Miguel, he's like, just keep your head up. You're doing a great job here. Will's that guy who's like the nice guy to everybody, but also the bully to everybody whenever the other bullies are more prevalent on the scene, he'll follow them. But when they're not around, he'll be nice to everybody that they're bullying.
Well, he's doing good cop, bad cop because TJ is telling Miguel, he's like, could you like wipe down the bar, please? And Will's like, you're doing great, Miguel. You're doing great. So now Mikael is like talking to Maddie about how it all went, because remember when she said, yeah, I'm going to see you in like a little bit. And now it's been like hours and hours and hours and hours, maybe like another day. So he's like, yeah, it really went so wonderful. It was like phenomenal. It was really, I feel skinny now because of it. I'm like, that's a nice phase to be in when you first come out, because then the rest of your gay life is feeling not skinny at all.
You're never going to feel skinny again. Welcome to the homosexual culture, sir. You'll never feel skinny again. And so Maddie's like, dude, period, you did it, period, with a T at the end. And he's like, no one's gonna ruin my sunshine. And then in comes Carissa, the head bareback, to go, someone threw up, so clean up the back patio. Like,
so he has to go out there with a giant thing of water and ice water and, or just water, and she's like, okay, just like pour it on the puke and like let it wash away. And he's like, what? He's like, whatever, I'll smile. So then Leva walks in and he's like, Leva walks in and she's like talking to Mikkel, and Mikkel's like, you know what, I just cleaned up some vomit, but like I had a great day today, and vomit can't ruin my parade. I feel like there's another word for ruin, can't think of it right now, but it won't ruin my parade. I'm just so happy. I'm really, really happy. And Leva's like, that's great. I'm not going to ask you what you're happy about.
Yeah, she's like, I don't even know why I'm here, honestly. But Look, I know it's been really hard for you working two shifts as a barback. I just want everyone to know I just didn't put you up front. You earned it.
Yeah. You got to trust the process. He's like, yes. And I am so happy right now, even though this process is rigorous. You can only imagine what I'm happy about. Yeah. Okay, great job. See you later.
So now it's time for fun day at the bumper car place. So everybody starts coming and wooing, you know, and TJ's like, oh my God, look at the stick shift on that car. Grace is going to try and sit on it. You know what, TJ? Shut the fuck up, TJ. Okay, just shut up, you little a-hole. You shouldn't be treating people like that, sir. Okay, I don't like it. I'm going to stick up for Grace Lilly right now. Is she a dumbass? Yes. Will she sit on the stick shift? Maybe. I mean, I don't know, but I support Grace Lilly. You're mean. You're mean, sir. You're mean, church lady. Not having it.
So everyone's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Maddie, our queen of Republic. She brought Trevor. She brought someone from the bike taxis. I can't believe they let bike taxis into Fun Park. This is terrible. It's terrible. What's happening? I can't believe she's doing it.
Joe Marbles is like, when Republic invites a lot of Republic people, we keep it in the family. You don't see crashing bike taxis happy hour, okay? This guy's unbelievable. I can't believe he would show up to our happy hour.
Yeah, how unbelievable that the taxi driver guy with the bicycle who's banging Maddie came to Fun Park. It's unbelievable. So, They start going, doing go-karts and everything. And Grace is like, Formula One in Charleston. Slut. Slut saying Formula One. More like Formula Slut. Formula Whore.
Maybe you should get some Formula Hydrogen Peroxide. So then everyone's riding the carts around and Joey's like, yeah, I'm going to compete with bike taxi guy. So he tries to race them. And then Trevor just totally crashes him out. And poor Joey Marbles is just like, oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to kick myself right off of this curb. Hold just on. Take it. Okay, can't do that either. Can't really make it. Not really making it.
No, I'll get this fixed. He's like perpendicular on the track. Just stuck. The staff has to come out and help him reverse and get back on track.
It's like wow, stalled out. Pretty embarrassed. Pretty embarrassed. Even Grace Lilly passed me, so...
So then they get onto bumper cars, and Grace gets onto her bumper car, and she just spreads her legs and starts going around in circles.
She throws her ankles in the air. She's like, "Whoa!"
TJ may be onto something. So then, and then she stands on her bumper car and starts twerking. She's actually been twerking this whole episode, but I'm doing air quotes on the twerking because we've obviously seen a lot of really bad twerking on Bravo, but this is like some of the worst twerking we've ever seen. This is like light vibrations in the ass area.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about Camille from Below Deck Adventure next. Oh, no. She's on the regular Below Deck, right? Never mind. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. So TJ's like, that is embarrassing. And they're like, yeah, no more twerking, please. And he's like, yeah, there's a way to conduct yourself inside and outside work. And Grace doesn't know how to do either. Grace is really making us look like trash right now. Yeah, I'm sure all the employees of the fucking bumper car place are like, I really thought that all of these bartenders were going to be a lot classier. Put away the caviar, guys. Okay, put away the caviar.
Yeah, too bad. Fun Park was just gearing up for Meghan Markle and Harry to come visit. So, hey, does anyone have a question? Because I noticed that TJ was saying that there's a way to conduct yourself inside and outside work. Does anyone need any clarification what that really entails?
So then Maddie is telling us, Grace and I, at one point, we're a really good team, but I feel now that there's like a divide. And then we see Grace. What did she say? I wrote, is Pleck to leave? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that is, but she basically is telling the girls that she was really upset that she thought she was going to get suspended by Leva, you know, because Maddie, you know, narked on her. So Maddie goes, well, you know what about Grace Lilly? I mean, I feel like you put me in like a really weird position because like she called me and when I walked down there, you weren't there and I didn't tell on you. I was just telling the genuine truth. That's all. And that truth just happened to be about you to our boss.
But she did call Leva, right? Wasn't that scene her calling Leva and being tattletale?
Leva's like at a Color Me Mine painting a vase. And Maddie's like, hey, are you inside or outside right now? Because I have something to tell you.
And Grace is like, but if you think it's like a bad look on my end, help me in that sense. Because I'm here for a reason. You know what I mean? And Maddie's like, yeah, but like your reason, like you're not doing enough. Okay. And you're not like bringing vibes enough. Oh my God, did you just accuse me of not bringing vibes?
Yeah, they're kind of like, yeah, you know, like, you know what you need to do. Like, Emmy's like, you know what you need to do. The path is paved. Just walk it and prove yourself. And Grace is like, I'm going to prove to her that I'm the best investment she can make. And then she just gets into a bumper car and starts spinning her ankles out again.
I love that Grace Lilly's whole goal. She's like, I'm making a goal to go above and beyond and show up at work every day this week.
Yeah.
So then Joe and TJ are playing some gun arcade game. They're like, pew, pew. And TJ's like, so how do you feel about Trevor being here? And Joe says, yeah, he's like, just like tagging along. And it's like our happy hour. And I'm like, where's your happy hour? Bike guy. And TJ's like, yeah, tagging along. Like, this is supposed to be a work thing where we're bonding with each other. Like, you have to earn a place at Republic Game Day.
Yeah, we all know today is supposed to be a day where we bond by talking about what a slut Grace Lilly is, okay? So Joe's like, I just never thought I'd be jealous of a girl at an arcade place. And I'm like, I feel like I'm in like a rom-com. Because, look, I'm at, like, an arcade place, and I'm pining after a girl. And then just cuts to Maddie playing some game, and she's like, oh, my God, I want to. I'm like, wow.
We're winning. I'm going to love you forever. So that it's, like, Trevor getting, like, the biggest teddy bear out of the claw machine. She's like, yes, Trevor!
Yeah.
Joe just has nothing. So they do one of their Vanderpump rules, like, we're going to play rom-com music while Joe's sad watching the claw machine action.
He's like, I'm just like wondering, like, should I risk our friendship? Because she genuinely wants to makes me want to be a better version of myself. Yeah. Great rom-com. I'm like, what is your friendship? So you mouth breathing in her face.
She wants to make me a better version of myself. And without her, I'm going to be fat again. Now there's a storyline I'd be into. If you don't love me, I'm getting 100 pounds.
So now Grace is still twerking. And so Joe's like, the fact that she's like half naked and twerking at a place that's supposed to be G-rated. TJ goes, it's embarrassing. We all work for the same wonderful company for Leva and Lamar, but I don't want to be associated. That doesn't represent the brand well. That's why I don't want to talk to Grace right now. I'd rather not talk to you, not talk to her, and be fake. I will not do that. I will not destroy Leva and Lamar's brand for that slut.
So Grace is like, hey, TJ, could you come outside with me? And she tells us, TJ's a fucking bully, and I don't fuck with that energy, and I don't like that energy. I'm going to put you in your place. So we go out to her, putting him in his place, and she's like, how are you, TJ? Hi!
Listen, I want to talk to you for a second because I feel like there's a misunderstanding between us. I feel like you don't really know me, but you're judging me off the cover of a book. That I'm not
books
on.
Books are gross. Books are gross. So I just want to make sure that's not happening. And he's like, you're right. I don't understand you.
Yeah, but you seem like you do know me because you're on my Instagram judging me off my Instagram and don't even know me from my Instagram. But I am in a book about Instagram, so I guess you can judge me from a book. I don't know. What am I saying?
It's kind of hard not to judge your Instagram. She's like, yeah. Well, why though? Because Maddie does the same shit as me. I mean, what's the difference between what I do and what Maddie does? And he's like, Maddie does not post the same shit as you. And then they put a side-by-side up of their Instagrams. And like Grace Lilly is like sitting on a cotton candy machine with like cotton candy spewing through her legs, you know, while she's going, woo! And then it cuts to Maddie and Maddie's like, I'm taking out the ice at Republic. Hashtag Republic. Hashtag inside. Hashtag outside. Hashtag ask me inside.
Yeah. And then we have this really wonderful, I mean, this is Vanderpump's rules level, like in terms of quotes, because TJ goes, Maddie's butthole is in her pants. Yours is on Instagram. And she goes, my butthole is literally in my butthole.
And then we get a tss. My butthole's literally in my butthole. And she goes, not for Instagram to see. And he's like, I just don't think it's a great representation of the brand. I mean, you think you can go in there, take some hot pictures, and then just leave. And she's like, that's part of the job. I got hired at Republic 2.5 years ago to post and promote. Nobody has seen the butthole inside of my butthole except the people on this list on my phone. Take a look at it. He's like, I've never seen page breaks on an iPhone note before. But well done, I guess.
I cannot believe it took 6 seconds to load this list. It was that long. So Grace Lily says, hold on,
spinning beach ball. It's still loading. There is more to this
just
list.
It just crashed. So Grace Lily says, I'm going to post what I want to post. It's my TJ's Instagram is probably boring. If I ever even bother looking at it, and then it just cuts to his Instagram, which is like a selfie and then a pizza and then like a picture of like power lines. And then
a hoop.
Yes, a hoop and power lines and then a bridge. It was just like very sad. And then I was also like, this is not unlike my own Instagram, unfortunately.
I'll just love an Insta fight. Like, who cares, you know? And so then Grace is like, he really has nothing else going on. And so he says, you really came in here to a family establishment and you're twerking? Like, how much attention do you need? And she's like, I mean, come on. Do I walk into a room and say, oh my God, look at me. I'm the best thing ever. And he goes, yeah. No, I don't. Yes, you fucking do.
Well, and I think they show, was this where they show a flashback of her literally walking into Fun Park and standing on the table?
Standing right on the table. She walks in the entrance, gets right up on the table, and is like, well, and she twerks. And she's like, you just think that because I shine.
And she goes, I think you might have some envious or jealousy towards me or something.
And then I agree with her. I think that, you know, and I'm normally not a fan because I feel like on Housewives, whenever somebody gets in a fight, they're like, you're just jealous of me. And I just always think that's such a pat thing that mothers tell their daughters to feel better. Like, those girls are just jealous of you, honey, you know? But in this case, I think she's onto something.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's not just a stick shift. So she tells us, I know my worth. I know my strength and I know my power. So sit down, TJ, because all you do is serve drinks and they're not that good. And then she tells him, she goes, I shine and I sparkle on my own without having to do anything. And you're intimidated by that because I fucking shine. Sorry.
He's like, okay. Sorry. Yeah, still sorry. Okay. Well, guess what? I am sorry about it. So he's like, well, everyone else is like too busy actually working and not posting on Instagram like we're working. She's like, I do that for myself because I feel good. And he goes, oh, really? Is that why you like your own pictures on Instagram? You know people can see that, right? She goes, why wouldn't I? I love liking my own photos. Why wouldn't I? Love liking.
I love that he says that as if that's like his real coup de grace. Like that's the ace up his sleeve he's been waiting for. Like, we see that you like your own photos. She's like, yes, damn right I do. So she goes, people don't know the struggle I've been through in my life where I can post those photos and feel confident. I love this image of myself. I mean, in the past, I didn't love myself like I do now. And then that's like, we don't actually get any further context of what the hell that means.
But we do get them doing a super close-up of her face. I mean, it was so... She's like, I haven't always been this confident, but look at me now. And you know, she has this way of like scrunching her face when she talks like crazy.
Yeah.
And she's got Botox in like so many wrong places, you know, where I don't know if she's doing it herself and misaiming, but her face just... she's a really pretty girl. Her face just contorts in this really weird way. And they just do like a super close-up while she's mid-contort. It's like, these guys are professionals.
For sure. And so then she's like, you know what? I just want to have fun. I'm sorry you're not at the level I'm at. And he goes, I will never be at that level. And I don't want to be at that fucking level, slut.
She's like, good. I'll just shine on my own, just like I always do. Little Christmas tree topper angel. That's what mama calls me. Get out of here. And he walks off and he like storms off in his leggings. I was like, oh God, TJ. TJ, you lost that one and you deserve to fucking lose it. Don't go up like against TJ someone like minimum. Grace Lilly. Yeah, TJ Min. Yeah. Don't go against someone like Grace Lilly. You need to make them make themselves look stupid. Like, we don't need you to tell us. You know what I mean? Sit down. I hate that person at the job who's always like, oh, really? Well, that's not how we do it here. And it's like, you're the host. You know what I mean? Get away from my tables.
But also, God bless, because I love this catty behavior. It's like an adrenaline rush. I mean, it's been so many years since we really got this out of Vanderpump Rules. It just feels wonderful that it's back. I really hope people watch, because it's a thrill.
It's what a thrill. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here with us. Love it. Watch a show. We'll be back tomorrow with, you know, other show. I mean, we're here all the time. Literally, there's so many shows on right now. So we'll see you later. If you want video recaps, there's two a week up at Crappens On Demand over on patreon.com/watchwithcrappens. Also our videos, and we've got new merch out for the new year. Healing Journey and Be Real and some other merch stuff is over there. So go to crappensmerch.com to find that. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby. It's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.